This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 1st. God's word for you today is Seed Watch. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 65, verse 10, and it says, "You are the gentle equalizer, soaking the furrows, smoothing soil's ridges, softening sun-baked earth with generous showers, blessing the fruit of the ground." The rain is an equal employer of labor. The rain does not discriminate. When the rain comes down, it is whatever is in the land that will grow. Many people's lands are overrun with weeds. When the rain comes on that land, it will not decide to skip it because of the weeds or bad seeds. The rain does not do that. Systems are agnostic. Systems are not biased. That is why many businesses do not scale, because they are not systemized. A lot of people run their businesses on sentiment. He is from my town, so I will employ him. The real question is he qualified? Can he do the job? Does he have integrity? It does not matter where he is from. I don't care where people are from, and you should not either. That is why a lot of people are in trouble in several areas, because their land is not systemized. Their land is built on sentiments and emotions. Systems are emotionless. What needs to be done will be done regardless of how you feel. Pastor, but consider my feelings. Honestly, your feelings are not important. Systemize, get the work done, because whatever is in the land will grow once the rain comes on the land. And when you have good seeds in the land, that is what will grow and bear fruit. Some people have spoken good words, encouraging words, life-giving words to their children. Those words are seeds of greatness. And once this rain comes upon them, they will sprout and grow in the name of Jesus. I pray again that every plant that my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Sometimes you do your job, plow your land, uproot the weeds, and prepare your soil. You plow yourself in righteousness, sow your seeds, and the rain is falling. But inadvertently, because we are humans, we get tired and go to sleep. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 25, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way." Even though the land has been cultivated, cleared, purified of wheat seeds, and good soils had been planted in the land, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares, weeds among the wheat. You have to stay alert and watch over your children. Watch over your spouse and watch over your land, because if you snooze, you lose. If you snooze, there are people who are just waiting to make a mess of all that you have labored for, but they will fail in the name of Jesus. Some folks are just waiting for you to look away so they can plant weeds in your land. Again, every plant that my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, prepare the land of my life for your rain, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.